And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. You know, sometimes reality has a way of breaking through even the thickest ideological fog. Sometimes. But it does happen. Take, for instance, Hawaii Senator Mazie Hirono. Yeah, the same senator who has spent years pushing men into women's sports. But suddenly, she's discovered physical differences between men and women. That is when FBI Director Kash Patel told her agents need to do one pull-up. Just one. She complained that women can't do pull-ups because of biological differences. That's right, the very same differences that she denies exist when teenage boys are crushing girls on the track field. Apparently, physics matter when it's FBI fitness tests, but not when it's your daughter's volleyball scholarship. And speaking of protecting what matters, President Donald Trump has sent a cavalry to the city of Memphis with a crime-fighting task force modeled after the successful D.C. cleanup. Governor Bill Lee asked for help, and Trump is delivering. National Guard, FBI, DEA, the works. And Senator Marsha Blackburn reports they've already made 500 arrests through Operation Viper, giving Memphis its best crime stats in years. And speaking of criminals getting what they deserve, the DOJ just stripped citizenship from Salvador-born Jorge Graciano Lara, who repeatedly raped his own stepdaughter for 4 years while lying about it to get his papers. He threatened the child that if she spoke up, the family would be deported. Attorney General Pam Bondi called American citizenship a sacred privilege that this monster should never have obtained. Meanwhile, in Dearborn, Michigan, the Muslim-majority city's mayor, Abdullah Hamad, I hope I said that right, told a Christian resident recently that he's not welcome there. The Christians crying? Questioning the city's plan to honor a journalist who praised Hezbollah terrorists and threatened to send Israeli Jews back to Poland. A Christian taxpayer gets told he's unwelcome in his own city for opposing terrorist supporters. Well, the latest insanity coming from the state of California, Assembly Bill 260, which lets abortion doctors ship chemical abortion drugs into pro-life states with zero accountability. No names on prescriptions, no addresses, nothing traceable. Meanwhile, these drugs, they cause serious problems in over 10% of women, 22 times higher than what the FDA has claimed. In lighter news, President Trump announced a TikTok deal, keeping the Chinese spy app, social media platform, operating under U.S. ownership. Parents apparently begged him to save it for their kids. The Chinese get their money, and 170 million Americans get to keep their digital drug dealer. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Higgs. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.